This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And it's your boy, Trey.
So we just got off of our warm-up episode. And I just want to say, in addition to the warm-up episode, I am so thankful to have you guys come here because, you know, I just want to continue for a second on warm-up. So when Trey got here, my daughter was in the middle of calling me a douche.
Oh. Is there any truth to that?
No, this is
I'm just saying.
Maybe. Okay.
It's happening, but she can't call him that now.
I know. So I'm just joking, guys.
I mean, to be honest with you, unfortunately, I probably let a lot of things slide that I shouldn't. And my wife is the one that called her out on it. So Trey walks in the middle of this family discussion. Me, I'm just putting stuff away. So anyway, Trey takes her aside and he's like, look. And this is the nice thing about having y'all come here is, you know, Trey is also the youth leader that Gabby's a part of, youth group. So it's pretty cool. You know, she gets a little extra dose of youth ministry, which I love. Mm-hmm. Like, when we put this thing together, I would have never thought that that was going to be part of that. And now I'm just, like, so thankful because he gets to actually speak into her life a little bit more than just on a Sunday, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say, and even Dustin throws in on it too. And I just love it. I just love it so much that there are other people that are able to speak into my kid's life besides just me and Amanda on other days than just a Sunday or whatever. So I just want to say, appreciate you guys. Appreciate what you do. You know, I feel the love for my family, and that just means the world to me. So I really do appreciate it.
It takes a village. We're here for you, bro.
See, that's the thing, too. I mean, you think about, that's one of the things COVID's changed, in my opinion, is the fact that the whole it takes a village is kind of out the door. Like, leave me alone, you know?
Right,
right. Nah, man. It really does. And the village is not the government. I just want to throw that out there. It takes a village of loved ones.
A village is what the government is destroying.
Yeah. I'm trying not to laugh so I won't have a coughing fit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I try.
Thank you.
You know I can't do this episode, any episode without laughing. I mean,
I'm going to laugh like...
like an 80-year-old man over there.
Without my teeth. Oh, no.
Look, there used to be this black guy that sat on his porch back when I was a kid. Mm. And he used to have this pack of cigarettes. Mm. And every time he would laugh, he'd be like...
But the cigarette
just didn't work.
And then it makes him cough.
Right.
Just start packing that pack of cigarettes right on his wrist.
Man.
I would try to come up with anything to make him laugh. It was one of my friends, like grandpa's or something. I don't know, but it was just, I would try to come up with anything to make him laugh just so I could see that and then laugh some more because it was just.
You know what's making me laugh right now?
What?
Is watching you laugh because you look so uncomfortable.
Because I really don't want to have a coughing fit. So I'm fighting it. Like, it's so hard.
Well, man. Thanks everybody for listening today. We have a episode we're gonna do about the LA fires that have been.
I was gonna say California's going through it.
What are we on, week and a half at this point, or is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So I kind of didn't want to talk about it at first. I'm glad we waited because, of course, you always have the initial stuff come out, and then you have other stuff come out, and now I feel like we're pretty deep into it, where it kind of makes sense to talk about it because there is some interesting stuff. I get a lot of, you know, Trey doesn't believe it, but I feel a lot of Maui vibes on it.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like there's a lot of Maui stuff happening because, and I don't know if there's truth to the blue houses or blue cars stuff, because I've seen some of that come across where they're talking about, you know, even the trash cans, like, I don't know. There's this weird thing about how a lot of the like brush isn't burning. Like when I'm talking about when they've gotten into neighborhoods and stuff, like the structures are burning, but the foliage, is that what they call it, is not burning.
Like the stuff around, like the
bushes, the trees, you know, stuff like that is not burning.
But the rocks and everything are.
Well, I don't know about rocks. Rocks don't burn.
Well, they said that rocks are melting together. The fire is so hot.
Really?
Yeah.
We also said we landed on the moon too. So.
No, he was picking up brush, and he was like, look at these rocks and stuff. And it was stuck together.
So, I mean, what would cause a fire to get that hot? Because I'm pretty sure burning wood doesn't get fire that hot. So that makes me even wonder even more, what are these fires? Because, so they try to fire up the hydrants. The hydrants, there's no pressure, which I guess they say is no water. Yeah. I've heard there's no water. I've heard there's no pressure, but I guess that may go hand in hand.
I heard they turn the water off is what I had heard.
Yeah, which is the same thing that happened in Maui. And again, so what do y'all think? So is the blue thing, is that...
I'll let Dustin go first.
Well, first I'm going to ask, like, what are they saying caused the fire? That's where it starts.
I shared it with him. Allegedly... The new news this week is there are the, what do you call those power tower thingies, you know, that you see like running
the power poles,
not the poles though, like the ones you
power
see
power lines.
Yeah, I mean they yes to all of this, but like the big ones in the fields that they like the metal ones.
Okay. Yeah, the ones that we were talking about do cancer.
Yeah. They showed one on fire, and it was massively just burning. And then they say that with the Santa and Darius winds that they have, so every Santa Ana winds they have, they grow strong. So this is like the perfect storm. It and I'm putting this in air quotes. It starts this power tower goes to this little sparking fest and it's massive. The fire is as big as it. You can barely see. The only reason you know it's a power little structure thingy is because you can see it right at the top, but you see mostly fire and the wind just took it. And, you know, we all know that the more oxygen a fire gets, the worse it gets. So it's like, and this is one of the strongest seasons for the winds. And it was a perfect storm.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Do you believe that?
Yes and no.
Have y'all seen that video where they have the all this stuff popping off in the air or whatever?
Mm-mm. Yeah, like fireworks or what?
It looked like it could have been fireworks, but it almost looked like it was coming from the sky down, not from down up.
Like somebody was shooting fireworks from a plane?
Yes.
On purpose.
I don't, but it's not fireworks.
I mean obviously. Yeah,
but I mean that's kind of what it represented, like where it's, I don't know, probably like a, you know, thousands of firecrackers going off.
And it wasn't the video from the spaceship blowing up that you're seeing. You know what I'm talking about? There's a video out there that looks, it blew up right over Turks and Caicos, one of Elon Musk's, his it looks like fires falling down from the sky. Not that video.
No,
make sure we're not confusing it. But literally like somebody on a plane or some type of, I guess, aircraft shooting a fire device.
Maybe from a drone, maybe from, okay. I don't know. So that was part of that caught me off guard a little bit, because I'm like, wow, what is that? You know, because it looked, if I had to guess, just a guess, probably 100 feet off the ground. Not high, not low. Yeah, not super low, but it was weird. But there's just a lot of weird things happening with that whole thing.
The situation doesn't play out nice. No. Now, y'all, I don't believe, I would like to believe, here we go, that it was not intentional. Just like I would like to believe Maui wasn't intentional. But the evidence sometimes.
Traytopia.
Yeah, Traytopia, 100%. But the evidence around certain situations, and when videos resurface back up, you start to just look at situations like, God, look, the evidence doesn't look like. So let's run down the evidence. We know the fire started. Initially, nobody knew why. And then now the video surfaced, and then it came from this power tower, or whatever. And so before that, nobody knew, right? So everybody was thinking that somebody started it, and then they just, you know, whatever. And then we did realize during this situation that people actually were starting fires. They have arrested like 15 people for arson, which is crazy. Then we also realized that they had the Santa Ana winds. It's going crazy. And then it became a political. That's how I found out about it. My sister told me that she had to evacuate because she lives in L.A. But outside of that, I thought it was. And then my mentor, he lives in L.A. And he's just like, he's burning, man. He's like, and I'm thinking, what do you mean burning? He's like, they're losing everything. The crazy part about it is how fast it was hopping. And to get to your point, Jeremy, the misinformation that we get so fast in the early onset of situations is so, and then that we have to stick with, because that's what you hear first. Because we're used to growing up in a new society when we was kids where they would verify first.
Well, that's part of the reason I wanted to wait to do this episode instead of doing it off the cuff.
Yeah.
Was let's get all of this stuff out and then see what we think.
Yeah.
Because well, same thing we did with the Carolina flood.
Right. It's like, let's get all the information out and then see what we think sticks. Mm-hmm. Because you hear all of the different things. People starting the fires. There's proof of that.
Yeah.
There's the weird crackling thing that I've seen, and I don't know if that's true or not. That could have been a video from 30 years ago. Who knows?
Yeah.
That could have been an AI generated video. There's the blue laser thing, or the blue or the lasers that only the blue is stopped from.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So supposedly these pictures are out of LA. I don't know if they are or not. So that's part of the reason I wanted to wait to do this one is just see what all the information is going to come out, and then. What do you guys think is viable? Because there are some facts here is that they were planning on redoing LA in 2028.
They were for the Olympics.
Okay.
That's
so they were planning on doing like all of this. Well, how are you just going to start tearing down buildings?
Have you been to LA?
It's been a long time.
So they can do that. It is. Okay. Let's get into it a little bit. So we got 28. Okay.
And then there was like some sort of super railway they wanted to
That's two.
Okay. And then there was one other thing. What was the other thing?
I feel like
there were three things they wanted to do.
I can't think. They want to make a smart city. The smart city.
Yeah, the smart city. That's right. Okay.
So we got those three things.
Was there anything else? Because yes. I only remember those three. Okay.
So, but this. So you got what LA wants to
say. This is how you know I'm thinking. I'm over here rolling my fingers.
I just want to lay out the evidence because, like, to your point,
McConaughey rolling a booger in my fingers.
Oh man, that's nasty. That is so nasty. Now I can't unsee that when he does that.
All right.
So you got the three things that LA wants to become, right? Now, so we already got that as the strange, because that's what I was getting to, Jeremy, as the strange things. Then you have State Farm drops 75,000 people, not off insurance, just to fire insurance, which is really strange.
So AIG did that 2 years ago from what I heard today or yesterday. I guess it was 2 years ago. AIG actually did that too, but that was 2 years ago.
And see, to me, that you can toss that one out.
You right.
Because it was two years ago.
But this is just like when 9/11 happened and the guy just took ownership of the buildings like a few months before it happened. And then a week before, he takes out the $1 billion insurance policy on terrorist attacks. And then 9/11 happens. I know that's where you're going. So, because that's what happened with 9/11. That's a fact.
Coincidence? All right, thanks, not. You put that on there. That's what we need. Gosh, Lee.
No.
I
there is no coincidence.
Right. So you put that in there with the winds, with, you know, the natural winds, and then some of this new LA business. And if you go to LA, well, now you won't have a real, you're not going to see what you're supposed to see now. LA aesthetically is beautiful. It is surrounded. It is a city surrounded by mountains and palm trees and beach. Like, you can literally get to all of them in a day. The crazy part about LA, though, the inner city workings of it is trash. So they was in talks too, Jeremy, to move the homeless people away. The Olympics are coming. And the Olympics are coming. You got to have your city tip top. And the homeless population in LA is its own city within LA. And they have so many rundown, old looking buildings. They have so many, like it's still like it's trapped in the 1960s. So that's why I said it would have been no problem for them to move these buildings anyway, because, but you know, the problem is you don't have the what to do it.
Resources.
But now you do.
Right.
It just, I don't.
I got to say, now I'm going to kind of venture off into my rabbit hole here a little bit of what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you were saying that the misinformation, when all this first starts happening, you see it, you get flooded with all this misinformation. Well, that's on purpose.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's on purpose. They did that on purpose. They did it intentionally. Okay. Then it starts a thing. Then they're going to give you bits and pieces of truths.
Yeah.
To go along with all the lies. They're going to throw in bits and pieces of truth. So I'm sure that the fire may have actually started from a huge power thing, but they did it
on purpose.
I think they did it.
It looks
whether
weird.
It be from the blue, from the lasers with the blue thing, and or be from the fireworks. May have been more than one way that they started these fires. Okay. But you also have to look at everything else that's going on and put it all together, like you were saying with the Olympics coming, but also look at things that have previously happened with.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The whole child sex trafficking stuff that goes on, and everybody that pins the underbelly seediness, darkness of Hollywood, that is Hollywood and celebrities and everything, all these conspiracies of they're involved in all these child sex stuff. like with Epstein's Island and everything like that. Look at everything that just burnt. Whose homes burnt?
Regular folks.
Who others' homes burnt, Trey? Tons of celebrities' homes burnt.
Not as many as you think. Like low level celebrities. Maybe they unless, maybe they you know.
Nevertheless, yeah. Still, a lot of the celebrities lost their homes out there. There's a lot of evidence being destroyed, in my personal opinion.
You think that's so? You would say that was been that's happening on purpose.
They're destroying evidence.
I did see a Diddy joke about that.
I'm not even throwing shade at Diddy on it.
No. Somebody said.
Have you seen the stuff about the tunnels going to from his house to like Michael Jackson's house?
Oh, Lord.
Did you guys see that they're reopening the Michael Jackson?
Neverland?
No, his autopsy case.
Because he didn't get an autopsy done.
Exactly.
That's about to be real interesting. They find something.
Maybe he's still alive, which is what me and Gabby's.
There you go.
That's what our conspiracy is.
We would believe Elvis is alive.
Yeah, Gabby's on the same wavelength with me as far as all
blinking
these.
Blinking like really well. Just saying.
Look, the boys and Amanda look at me and Gabby like we have three heads because we're like
Jackson is definitely dead.
I don't think so.
And Evelyn is too. I think when you look at the LA Five, it's some stuff I did learn in this. Did you know to put out a? So this is Jeremy. To your point, people don't realize that this fire has been burning for like maybe even 3 weeks at this point. Because I think it started. It just got national news for the last 2 weeks. When they start, so what happens when they have a fire of this magnitude? They divert water from certain places to other places. Now, I'm a nerd, so I'm gonna put y'all on game. California, like me, like our state, shares water with other states. They have been talking about going into a drought. Them, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona. I think I want to say with one more state in there too. I know it's five states, and they have been already in a drought. Remember, you go to a place like Arizona and say you can't run your water and stuff. It's not because of the heat; it's because they're in a drought. And they have to conserve the water because they share the Colorado River. Unless it got some snow more recently, it was going down in a rate that it would eventually disappear and they wouldn't have no water. The five states have to figure out a plan how to save their state from water. You know who they have to ask to get to help them with that? The government,
yep.
The feds. And then they say, hey, feds, regulate us and tell us who gets the majority share. And California, of course, is the beast in this. And it was like, well, y'all know it's us and we don't care. And so the feds said to them, and I'm going somewhere here, so bear with me. The feds said, you guys figure it out. So California said, okay, cool, we're going to do our own thing. Because it's California. California has a net worth that's like three something trillion. They can be they're top 10 in nation income by themselves as a state. That's crazy. So we do need to have. I know a lot of people, a lot of Republicans give California a hard time, but the state is making money. Okay, like I don't know, but it's also mismanaging it because of the cost of living and blah blah blah. To your point. Now here we go. In order for you to put out these fires. I was watching this fire chief. He was breaking it down when he was talking about empty water hydrant. He said, they're not empty. He said, we just don't have water. And he said, because we used it all. And I'm like, wait. And so my brain is not fathoming how we don't have running water. Our Americanism is big in our head. Like, I didn't realize how egocentric we are until he said that. I'm like, how do you run out of water? We're America. Because they divert the water from different places and they have an allotment of water on these little water towers that are meant for our towns. That's our water, for real. And so when you have to put out a fire, he said one house, if it's all on fire, like these houses were, takes 1,100 gallons of water. One house. He said, we had blocks. He said, we know they were going to run out of water in many of these situations. So we called for water trucks. Because we knew we literally don't have the bandwidth of water to meet what we have. He says, because this has never happened. Now, Trump jokingly said, just take the water from the ocean. We can't just care about the fishes. I'm like, well, here's the problem with that. You have to, because certain ecosystems keep certain people's jobs alive, like certain fishes, and you can't just get salt water and just dump it on. I mean, ideally you probably could, but you would definitely instinct some creatures immediately, right? So we have a lot of things to think about as far as that. Like a lot of people, California, see the underbrush. Well, California made a complaint about that 5 years ago too, and they said, "Hey, don't cut the parks and recs guys from the federal government because part of their job is to do clean up the underbrush." We forget that when the government goes through their little, we want to budget cut and save, then we're cutting stuff that we don't think is meaningful at the moment. until, you know, we all do this in our life, right? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get rid of this. I don't need this. Like, I am. If you go to my house, I have so many cords and so many, because I'm like, I just never know. I have 28 probably HDMIs, and you probably like, well, get rid of one. I just don't never know when I'm gonna need this length HDMI.
Every man has his box of cords.
And why do we have that stuff? Because we just
you never know.
Right? We don't think like that in America. We say cut it, and then when something happens, instead of being reasonable adults, we do this. Them Dems been running that state crazy. I had a guy, I'll show you the message, tell me that. He said, oh, the Democrats just running the state's run. I said, nobody said nothing when Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. I'm pretty sure he ran it into the ground too.
It was already running to the ground before he got there.
Because the state, and who, watch this, to your point, who ran it into the ground? When you have celebrities and people rushing to a particular area for a particular type of job that is not in high demand, then you're going to have people live there and flock there. And then what happens is, over time, those people get regular jobs because you're not going to be an actor. Sorry, your dream didn't work out. But you may be a griper. You may be a cameraman. You may be something else. But the celebrity who does make $50 million on that, he's going to buy a house for, what, $5 million. And because it's him, that property house now goes up from that 5 to 10 to 15.
Right.
So because all these people are flocking here, and I'm a renter, I'm a landlord, and I know that because I know there's going to be dumb people come here looking to be an actor, I'm going to charge them out to Wawu for rent because the demand for rent is so high.
Yeah, because you can.
Because you can, watch this, because I can. That's
exactly.
And then watch this. When they did, when Californians did try to put in a rent like cap limit, these landlords who are filthy rich said, do it and you won't win office. Because who's going to back you?
Right.
You see, so California has a very unique ecosystem, capitalism-wise, where you have a lot of people there. Beautiful place. Love California.
Oh, it's
vibe,
great.
Vibe, energy, food, culture. It's just, California is what America is, but some people don't want it to be, right? It's just a melting pot. But the issue is going to always be, we're not, as in our mind, Americans, we're not as far as we think. We should have an infinite supply of water to every city, every town. You go to some parts of West Virginia, they don't have running water still.
Yeah.
You go to some places of Georgia, I'm pretty sure they don't have some resources that they should have. Shoot, I saw a house back down in South Georgia that had an outhouse still. So that's the issue. The issue is that when with these fires, we're not where we think we are. We don't have a button or robots that's gonna come out and just put the fire out for us. We have real life problems. We have droughts. We do stuff to ourselves over time, and it hurts us to come back and bite us, and we need to blame ourselves. Sorry for a long-winded answer, but.
You know, one thing that's really good about having you on here is you keep some stuff grounded to where you keep things real. What I mean is, like, you're like, okay, this is all real. This is all nature, and this is all just an act of nature, and this is all real. We all have these real problems, where I'm over here going, it's not really a wildfire that can't be contained, because I actually do think that they're controlling the entire thing and that they could put it out if they really wanted to. That's going the way that they are planning it to go, and that they're doing exactly what they wanted to do because they have a sole reason and purpose behind it that they're going to get out of it, which is they're going to, yes, California makes so much money, they're going to make it make more money. They're going to make it more powerful than it already is. And there's a reason that they're doing it now. They're quote unquote purging it. It's just what I think.
Yeah, because now they're getting the federal funding, which is what Trey was saying earlier. Yeah. So I mean,
I agree with
you. He's on the same boat.
This is the only difference I think we have on this is, I think it's intentionally, I think they want to be divisive, making it political with water hydrants and all that.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm like, bro, you can't blame nobody for this, because no Democrat or Republican goes out in the woods. That's fine. Yeah. Well, here's watch this. But I do think that the power company, it may be in the cahoots with those powers that be, to your point. And I think they wanted to start a fire.
So now, think about it like this. You're talking about the fire that's burning so hot that it's melting rocks. I don't know how hot a fire has to be to melt rocks. But let me tell you this. At the bottom of a burn pit that I've built before, I put rock at the bottom for drainage. That rock has never, ever been, you know, got molded together. The fire has never been that hot with wood. And I've made some big fires in this fire pit. The fire has never been that hot. So did you hear the story about the one guy who did not evacuate? And I think there were a couple of his other neighbors, and this isn't a celebrity, obviously, but they were able to stop their three houses from burning down with their water hose. Like they were watering the area, their house itself, you know, probably themselves too, you know, as this fire's coming in. They were the three houses that survived the burn. So if they were able to do that with a garden hose, then that fire is not hot enough to take or to mold stone together.
Right. And then, so I watched this.
But what I'm saying is what kind of fire
did he see
in other
area?
Places yeah. are burning stone?
Yeah, see, if it's the one, it's just, when he picked it up, he's like, look, it's stuck together. I was like, whoa, that's, I was like, how does that happen? If it's by the little tower, maybe, because that fire looked like it's just nothing but straight on electricity fire.
Well, that's what I was saying is,
but the ones that
some of this stuff, yes, it's all manufactured lies, but they're going to throw bits and pieces of truth in it. Well, that's why I said earlier, I do think it probably started from that, but I think that they are the ones that started that from that.
Right.
And if that is a fire that started from that, where it has electricity and has power constantly coming to it, and it's causing fire, that's going to be a hot ass fire.
He didn't even know that. They didn't shut the power off. They didn't shut the power off. So to your point, if that is where it started off, it had fuel.
Yeah.
And do y'all believe that the people they caught setting off these arson fires, it's crazy to me, think they was getting paid?
Yes.
I didn't know who George Soros.
George Soros.
I didn't know who he was until.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Until the third, like, Black Lives Matter movement. I was like, yeah, and they, you know, he got looting. He's like, yeah, it's George Soros. And the guy was talking to Dustin, little Dustin. He's like, it's George Soros probably paying people. I was like, who is that? And he said, Google him. I was like, oh, Antifa and all them. I'm like, eh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I believe that. What white guy has, like, what rich white guy just want to start chaos, you know, chaos, and then now Elon Musk, I believe it. So that's do y'all think those people were being paid to do that, to start those fires? Because when I saw one dude get arrested, he was Hispanic. I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
If they're not getting paid, then they're plants.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if they're not getting paid,
if they're plants, then they would be getting paid.
Well, I was going to say, if they're not getting paid, then they're not plants. They're stupid. They're victims. They're
false. Unless they've been groomed, which we've talked about that before, about, you know, how the you know, people that have gone after the assassinations and stuff like that have kind of been groomed to be that kind of mentality.
Be a scapegoat.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe they're not getting paid. Maybe they're groomed.
Mm-hmm. Can I play devil's advocate?
Please.
All right.
Go for it. I'm going to play Jesus's advocate here in a minute.
Thank you. If your desire from them is to build a smart city, because even though we had all these blazes over thousands of acres, only by the grace of God, only 25 or 24 people have died. That's not bad for how much acres have been burned. Still bad. Shout out, you know, praying for those families. Do you think this is worth it? If that's like, there's a plan here in place.
No.
Do you think this is worth it?
This is the same thing as 9/11 and all the other big giant, like, just because somebody has an agenda does not make it worth it. If this was your agenda, you should have said, hey, we're going to burn this down. Okay. Like, we are going to burn this mother down. So go ahead, pack up your crap and get out.
Could, and Jeremy, y'all may know more about this. Could they have just taken the area that they wanted by eminent domain?
Yes, eminent domain. Absolutely. That is something that they could literally have done.
Would it have to go to the courts?
You want to know what the problem with this is, though, is? They would have not received the federal funding, the disaster federal funding.
Well, that's why it all
That's the only way that you get it is by this happening. So over there in Traytopia, where they were trying to get... Where, you know, if they were trying to actually build this thing, if they had done the right thing and just said, hey, we're going to start fresh. We need from here to there to do this. So everybody in this section, you are homeless now. Okay.
That doesn't work right for my political stance, right? If I do that as a governor or a senator or a congressman.
What do they call that? Progression or whatever. Okay. It's progression. If that is their main goal is to, these people are going to benefit on some level by them doing it the right way. The problem is they don't have the money to do it.
Absolutely not.
They have to get the money.
You're not getting the money for that.
Now they're going to get the money because of federal disaster relief.
I'm going to answer your question on is it worth it? And that answer really falls on which side are you fighting for?
Mm.
If you're fighting on the side that we're on, then no, it's not worth it. If you're fighting on the side that they're on, absolutely, it's worth it because it's part of their plan. And the reason that this whole thing has been planned out for them to get the funding that they're going to get.
Exactly.
It's been planned out in a way to where they're going to get this. They're going to get this. The reason only 25 people died is because, in my opinion, if we look at the way the old world worked and the way old religion worked and the way certain spiritual things still work to this day on the dark side, you have to have sacrifices in order to appease the dark side and to get what you want.
Well, the sacrifices is...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
As long as, you know, they probably had a number in their head. As long as less than 5,000 people die, then we're in good shape.
So they probably said at least this many people right here should be enough to appease. Should be. Okay. Not only are they doing that, they're also sacrificing natural living earth. They're sacrificing that stuff too. But in the end game, they have something that they're going to build here that's going to give them even more power.
Something that was already planned.
So sure, in the end for them, it's worth it.
That's the pisser here, is it was something that was already planned.
But I do want to make some. I do want to say something that because it is funny when you said Trump made a joke about using the ocean. I do think it is somewhat funny, though, is how much technology we have and how much money we do have. And you live on the coast right there next to the ocean. You have no way whatsoever of utilizing nature's own water source to help put out fire. Not saying let's use all the water from the ocean to only for that, but if your hydrants aren't working, you can't figure out some way to have that as a backup emergency water line to run to some of these hydrants and use it if you absolutely need it.
I heard the oceans are rising, so we should have a surplus of water anyway in the ocean, right?
You have no way of utilizing nature's own water source, which is the ocean.
Well, I'm going to put y'all in game here. You heard it first from me, all right? So when it happens, you're welcome. So I have a lot of conspiracy friends, and he sent me a video, and I watched this one. I said, you know what? That's ingenious. He said on the video, they said there's a group that follows where millionaires are buying houses. He says, man, he saw something interesting. They all buying houses by water. First thing I thought about was signs. Like, oh, man, they know the aliens are about to come. But then he further pushed the narrative, and he said, yeah, because they want to mine water. And I was like, mine water? And I thought about it. To your point. If you can figure out, or you know the technology is coming, where you can mine water, which means we can find ways to keep our ocean at the level it needs to be and give people water, I can charge you for it because I'm mining it. Yep. So watch this. Instead of California, LA getting that water for free, I'll send over all the water you need because I know I can do a calculation and tell you we can put that fire out with this amount of more water and I can give it to you, but here's the price because I got to mine it. Which means they have to define a way to defilter the salt of the water out, I'm pretty sure of it, and do it in a way that doesn't kill the environment, which is going to be cost efficient and cost more. And watch this, I have to get it to you. Don't forget that most of the products that we use are metal or steel based, which means salt is going to make the mining process of this is going to be more expensive because I'm going to be replacing parts left and right. So once I figure it out and I can figure out how to do it cost efficient, of course I'm not going to give you a discount when I figure that out. So yeah, I they're going to figure it out.
But what did I say a minute ago? They give you bits and pieces of truth.
Yep.
So he alluded to that and said, why don't we just use the water, the ocean?
He's
alluding to it. It is coming.
I feel like sometimes we get the breadcrumbs. Yeah,
get what they give you.
We get peed on the face a lot. You know what I mean? No R. Kelly, right? No Diddy. And I say that by saying like you know, the saying is, hey, don't pee on my face and tell me it's raining or whatever that saying, how it goes. I never heard that saying. I've never heard that.
I mean, I have. Oh, it's just a weird saying.
It is very weird, but I like it. I think that happens to the American people often. Think about it. When they find out that we are have attained any of this knowledge, like we're just fishing through the information. The information doesn't look good. The evidence doesn't say that, oh, yeah, it's just a fire accident. The evidence says that y'all are trying to build a new smart city before the 2008 Olympics, and you already did it in Inglewood by putting the SoFi Stadium, which is one of the most beautiful stadiums you'll see. Gotta go check it out. And then you already been gentrifying LA anyway, getting out the poor people. And watch this, you even moved the poor people from Skid Road to, they moved them all throughout the city. So they spread out now. You see what I'm saying? They've been making those progressions. And now all of a sudden these fires come down and the fire burns perfectly enough to burn air in an area where we could put a smart city.
Don't you think it's funny too that State Farm is the one who canceled all this fire insurance, and then the football game the other night got played in State Farm Arena?
You just can't make this up.
No, you can't.
The satire of this is just ridiculous.
You can't make it up at all.
No, it's crazy. This is why I wish South Park was still on the air. Because I mean, this
imagine
is,
if the creators of South real Park life. And the Simpsons got together.
Oh my gosh, it would be phenomenal.
No, they would blow that room up.
I mean, you saw the South Park episode where they were trying to get the homeless out of South Park, so they got a bus going and everything, and they took them all to California.
They're not lying.
I know.
They're not lying. I posed this idea for California. This is how I like to be positive. What would I do to fix, if I was the governor of California and being that my sister lived there, what were some things I would do to make California better? I don't think the underbrush had anything to do with it necessarily about the burning of this fire. I think the wind had everything to do with it. And the reason places that we're not used, well, I think about it, we're talking about LA City. LA, if you go to LA, it's not like Georgia.
No.
Like we're called, they still call, a nickname for Atlanta is the city in trees. Because you go to Atlanta, we have a park in the middle of Atlanta called Piedmont Park. It's majority trees and field. Right. Okay. So it's not like that. It's literally the fire is jumping on house, right? To your point, this is why they can probably put a fire hose up and save their house. Okay. That being said, the first thing we have to do is start taking care of the city better by getting rid of, it is a little trashy sometimes, getting rid of some of the trash, but also ensuring things like we're using fire retardant materials, because we have our issue with that here, right? Or it's like the cities on, if you go to Orange Beach in Alabama, if you go to those Panama cities, what are they starting to do with the houses, the newer houses? They build them on steeples and concrete blocks. Why? We have a flooding problem.
Well, Trey, this is Treytopia, okay? Because let me tell you something. You preached a sermon a few weeks ago, or maybe it was a month ago, I don't even know. But it hit me hard, okay? Like, because you were talking, you may not even remember, because I know you don't even really remember what you preach. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about, and this is Treytopia, okay? This is Treytopia, but it resonated with me, okay?
Shirt.
Yeah, exactly. But you were talking about how God is not going to give you something new if you're not even taking care of what you have.
Yeah.
Okay? We literally left church, and because I get there, you know, 6 in the morning, me and Amanda drive separate.
God bless you.
We left church, and I'm like, hey, before we grab something to eat, we got to go hit this car wash. I mean, we took both cars to the car wash. Uh-huh. We got out there, probably spent an hour and a half scrubbing them things up. I mean, just detailing the inside, the whole night. Kids are like, I'm so tired. I'm like, better keep scrubbing. I'm like, this is y'all's mess in the back here. Right. You know, I'm working on the front. Y'all work on the back. You know, we conquered and divided, you know, divided and conquered getting these things done. Why did you decide you want to do this today? I said, did you hear the message? I'm like, I'm not really asking for a new car.
I got to take care
of what I got.
Yeah.
So in Treytopia, if that's the thing, is that they need to take care better of what they have, which, yeah, that's great, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. But if you look at why this is actually happening, is it because they wanted it to happen? Because they ordered it to happen? Or are they actually caught off guard that it happened? Because one of the people that I heard, and I can't remember if it was a fire chief, if it was the mayor, if it was a governor, I don't know who it was, but they were doing a, you know, some sort of monologue speech, and they say, you know, like everything that's happened or whatever. And they, I don't know if they slipped up or if they accidentally spoke the truth and said, before we started the fire. Dang. And that is circulating. That is real news. Oh, that is fact.
That's why
that is not fake news.
That's why I'm sitting here thinking in my head.
He slipped.
Like, based off of what
that's
you're
what I'm
saying.
Did he slip? and accidentally tell the truth, or did he accidentally say the
that
wrong
guy,
thing?
That guy's going to be dead in like a month.
Oh, so what you know.
I was just going to say, we'll find that out soon if he's still alive or not. But based off of what you're saying, if according to what Trey's theory it would be in that and on his sermon would be if it was an act of God. So if they weren't taking care of it, you know, they're not going to get anything new. That'd be if it was an act of God. This wasn't an act of God, in my opinion. It was an act of man.
Right.
They started this. They did this to these people for a certain reason, their own gain, which I think is evil.
Oh, it's absolutely evil. If that's actually the way it is definitely evil, because they could have approached it way different, like I was saying earlier, and just say, look, these are our plans, eminent domain, here's some money, have a good day. They didn't have money for that, though. So, I mean, this is the way that you kind of fix all of those I don't have the money thing, because now you do.
I'm about to say something. What's Wyoming? Is Wyoming or red state or blue state or Montana? What was Wyoming that was burning when we talked about it?
Remember? I was just thinking about that a little while ago.
They're red state. I think they are red state.
Yeah.
Not a peep. Yeah. And I think just as much land burned. Now, granted, it was mostly probably forests.
It's all.
You didn't hear anything about it. It didn't make the news
because it doesn't bleed. It doesn't lead. So it wasn't people. But this is what I want you people to know. It has nothing to do with underbrush. Mm. Fires. You can't stop fire. Now, we are asking a question of who started it. And I was going to say something that you said, which is, I think they started for one area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they just wanted one area. I was like, okay, well, they thought we could contain it to this one area.
Oh, you did that mistake?
Yeah, I think the act of God part, because my sister lives in Northern Hollywood. They wasn't trying to touch Northern Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's the money. You don't mess with the money. So the people come to see what?
Northern Hollywood.
My sister took a picture from her apartment. You can see the Hollywood sign and a fire behind it. You don't mess with Hollywood. When she took it, we go there every time she goes, because I don't know why they love it so much. I seen it once. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't want to see it again. And I'm still trying to get them to take me to a Dodgers game. And so we go there. It is a tourist spot. It is. I mean, the parking is in a neighborhood, by the way. The parking is crazy. That's why I hate it. Like, it's not convenient, right? I went during COVID. Nobody was there. I loved it. After that, it is so many people. So you're not trying to burn the thing that drives people to you to make money and drive people.
Yeah, I mean, I got my handprint in the man's Chinese theater. Yeah, I got that.
You're not trying to touch the money. Yeah. So when the fire starts to spread to the actual city of L.A., I think they was like, oh, shoot. And then notice, it started off political. And it got real quiet after a while about it. Now, you know, some people still making noise and trumpets. But then they tried to, the news, the mainstream media started to change stuff because this is so bad. This is so bad. They stopped talking about the political aspect of it because they recognize, I think, the powers that be, oh, we effed up. We thought we could control. Because you think about it, people who have this much power that we, they think they're bigger than who? God. God controls the Saint Anne's. So God was like, oh, y'all going to start something? All right, bet. I'm going to let my.
Come on, Santa Ana.
Right.
Blow.
I'm going to let it do what it does. And y'all, and watch this. And you show me, watch this. This is California's rain season.
Yeah.
They haven't got, God says, I got it. And so I feel bad because I think it's intentional. I think that a lot of people lost property, to Jeremy's point, because they couldn't get the money. I don't think it's Gavin Newsom's fault. I like Gavin Newsom. I don't think it's his fault. But that video of him saying, we want LA 2.0, don't sit well.
It does not.
And it feels weird.
And he's already talking about the rebuild. Which is crazy. Oh,
he has to. And I'm going to tell you why. A, if he's a puppet, and he's one of those people, then he has to. But B, you have to get this same, as an American person who loves the Olympics, you got to get this city back ready for the real moneymaker that's coming in 4 years.
Yeah.
Three years. Holy hell.
Yeah.
There's buildings, I know, of like 10 years after Katrina, that they couldn't finish certain parts.
See, but that just goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this episode, and you told me that they could tear those buildings down and rebuild this whole 2.0 without the fire. I don't think they could.
I'm going to tell you, not without the fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When I said they could, I meant like if they wanted to choose to spend the money to do it.
Right, if they wanted to do it.
They could. Because those vegans, it's not like some people have these, LA has a lot of just weird looking property anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is vacant. I'm like, what is this for?
The problem is a lot of it was built in the 70s. It's just ugly buildings. It looks like
it needs.
When I was there, it was dated.
And it didn't change.
No.
Because the first thing I said, when I went to LA was, oh man, it's, you know, you get out of the plane, you're like, LA, you're like, oh man, wow, palm trees on the, you know, because we're from Georgia, so that's the thing. But Destin, when you get out there, you see the palm trees at the airport. It looks, I mean, the sun is shining,
gorgeous.
You're like, wow, like the, it is an energy, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to LA, but you know what you were saying to a minute ago is, and then you could act, you could absolutely be right. It could be an accident. They wanted to contain it to one spot, and they didn't mean for it to go to LA. That could be. But I know also when you do dabble in the black arts or dabble in the darkness, they're going to tell you, okay, if you want this, you gotta, I can give it, you this, but you're going to have to lose something that you don't want to get. You don't want to lose, and that could have been the sacrifice as well. They had to do a great sacrifice. We're going to sacrifice this city. We're going to sacrifice LA, our moneymaker, to get more.
You want to hear something crazy? My sister had to evacuate her house, obviously, because they didn't know what was going to happen. So she evacuated to San Diego. They told her to go to San Diego. She's calling my mom. She's frustrated. And she said, they're telling us that we may have to evacuate San Diego.
I'm supposed to fly there on Monday. So it better be good by Monday.
But, you know, I want to know, they're already talking about rebuilding LA. They're already talking about how much they're going to give the people that's lost everything in LA, how much money they're going to give to California. They're not doing anything for North Carolina still.
They did $750 for North Carolina. They're doing $770.
How much of that's been rebuilt?
Well, I don't know if any of it's been rebuilt yet.
How much are they talking about rebuilding it?
I don't think they're talking about rebuilding it at all. But that's the thing, is that you're talking about who is pulling the puppet strings here and what's the reason.
Yeah.
I hate to say this in a way that I'm about to say it. I love everybody. Let me say this. The people in North Carolina, nobody cares about them. They're not making money. I'm being honest. I like, that's not how I feel.
No.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
An individual, I feel like, once again, my Americanism in Traytopia is, hey, this natural disaster took out towns, and Jeremy has to go rebuild his house and his nice little lake house. If Jeremy files the proper paperwork, gets the proof of insurance, he should have the resources to build his house. All he has to do is find a certified contractor. And if as long as he have the money, he'll have everything he needs. It's up to him. If Jeremy gets that money, I'm like, F this, I'm out. Then watch this. Then a part of that agreement should be that Jerry must sell that land, and the proceeds he gets to keep, and he has to return the insurance money. Because you're, now you're just going to get the land. You sell it, you know, we'll wipe away your loan or something like that if you still have it. So that way you can get the proceeds of the money and go somewhere else. I see that logical business sense for me, because now Jeremy will come out anyway. If we give him a whole bunch of money when he doesn't want to do it, okay, he's like, man, I can just cash this out. Then, okay, how about this? You don't cash it out. How about you make a sale? We'll take whatever money to pay off a portion of your loan, or maybe all of it, depending on the value of the house, and then you sell the land. I think a lot of businesses would come in based on what we thought it was, but that's not what's happening. Those people are filing paperwork. They have to run through the law system with the insurance, and it's going to take those common folks, people, years to just to get their house licensed to see what they could get to be built. By that point, the property tax to do, and you're frustrated. LA is not going to be like that.
No. And like you were saying, the people in North Carolina, the businesses in North Carolina, the property there, those weren't making them money. What is going to make them money is, in fact, that property, is, in fact, that land. They're not worried about rebuilding it, because now they're going to get what they wanted from it, which was the lithium that was underneath the ground.
Right. And what they wanted in LA was
the land
2.0.
Yeah. Over there in LA, they're going to rebuild it to make it, because that city, that state, California and LA and Hollywood, it produces money. They're going to rebuild it, and it's going to produce even more.
And they've gotten rid of all the homeless people because there's nobody to panhandle from now.
The way they're going to rebuild it. So it goes back to what you were saying before. was it worth it in the end, in the long run?
Yeah.
For them? Absolutely it was.
Well, absolutely. But it's worth it the way that they've done it because they get the money, they get everything that they've needed.
Yeah.
And all from one.
What do I always say at the end of every episode? The truth's out there. Read between the lines. Mm-hmm. In North Carolina, the people there didn't have flood insurance. What took all that out? A damn hurricane. Over here in California, the people didn't no longer had fire insurance. What took them out? Fire. Come on, man.
Yeah. All I know is I know I don't got no earthquake insurance. So if Georgia get a freaking earthquake, I'm going to be pissed off.
Now Trey's already calling it.
I mean, because it's some of this stuff just don't. I think in my Traytopianism is if we're supposed to be, this is me thinking about us being the best country in the world. A, we should just did enemy in domain and or tell those people we'll buy you houses somewhere else.
Yep.
Equivalent in value of your house. I think that's fair.
Well, I mean, eminent domain, you're supposed to give them the value of the home. That's whatever the value is that they said, of course.
There should be negotiations.
Yeah. But I think part of the thing, the way that you fix California, there's already so much regulation on real estate. Like real estate is very highly regulated. It is not a regulationless.
But isn't that state to state?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is. I don't think that's a federal regulation.
Right.
But if they really wanted to fix it, if I've got this iPhone, right? And this is one of the things that I try to explain to my kids sometimes because I buy and sell stuff all the time. And I see something I want, I'll buy it, I use it, and then I'm like, all right, I can make money on it, I sell it. Or sometimes if I just see a good deal on something, I'll buy it and then I'll sell it because I know I can make money on it.
Mm.
Well, if in real estate, and part of what you were saying earlier is true, and they need to fix that.
Yeah.
That just because R. Kelly lived in this house does not add $5 million or $10 million to the price of it. The house is still only worth $2 million.
Right.
Like all in, based on square footage, based on land, based on features. It's not worth, so if you had like a $2 million house, just because R. Kelly lived in it does not make it $7 million.
Right. Unless you can find his dungeon sex engine in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you're not talking about Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh. But I mean, that kind of goes back to what I was saying is that there should be some sort of regulation on that to where, and that would really fix all the property value issues, all of the other things that are going on out there with everything being so inflated and ridiculously priced, pricing everybody out, just constant, you know, shenanigans of that state to where people can't even afford to live. Because you have these houses that are selling for this, it's raising the price of, you know, just regular Joe Schmuckatelli over there that's spraying his house down with his water hose. That guy he's the reason he's trying so hard to save his house is probably because he paid $60,000 for it, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And now he couldn't afford to rebuild it because the houses around him have sold for so much that his house is now worth, you know, $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a plumber.
Right.
So there's no way he could afford to rebuild his house. His insurance policy is probably only, you know, maybe $1 million at this point. Right. But to actually rebuild what he has would cost him $3 million. So, you know, that's the problem with LA right now is those guys, just the normal people that have normal jobs that have, you know, these houses were either passed down from their parents or they bought it and they've retired there, etc. They bought the house for normal before everything took off like that. They're the ones that are actually losing out. Those are the ones that a lot of these people are trying to get out too.
You know, go ahead. Say things happen in threes sometimes is what I've heard. A lot of times people say things happen in threes or whatever. I think in this case it could be in fours, maybe fives, whatever. But I was going to ask, what do y'all think?
Well, what are the three? If that's what
if
you're
we
saying.
Are, if they are, that's what I was going to ask. If they do come in threes, what do y'all think the next city that gets hit?
Well, what was the? So you're talking about Hurricane Helene,
yeah,
and then you're talking about this one. Was there not another one?
No, I think the next one hasn't came yet. I think.
Okay.
What area do you think is going to get hit next? Is what I'm saying. I think if we're looking at money makers or we're looking at things that could profit for the New World Order here, I'm thinking Atlanta's going to be one of them.
Either that or New York.
And that's what I was. That was the other place I was going to say. That's why I said maybe fours.
I think I'll leave the cities alone for a little minute.
I mean, at some point, they're going to have to take
happen fast. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, like I think I would have to look at whatever city or town has some a natural resource that the world needs.
But I mean, that's the thing is that these things are happening for a reason.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So what would be the reasoning to hit Atlanta?
We have. So y'all do know the nickname of Atlanta, right? We have no natural resources. It's called Wakanda in the black world because it's the number one place. Atlanta, the city, is the number one place for, you know, African American minorities. So I have no idea what you're gonna do. Everybody call Atlanta ghetto. For the most part, it is. And I'm gonna tell you like this: we own it. We got it. As far as black people, I have no idea how this happened, but it doesn't. It's not like a LA. It's Atlanta is its own little kind of southern district. So I don't know what would they take from Atlanta.
I think Atlanta would be the last one that gets hit with whatever. I think it will be the last one that gets hit, but I think it would be the most important one because though you've already told me before, they can't do anything to it because it's underground. I think the reason they're going to go after Atlanta is because of the CDC.
Justin,
what?
You know, I love you, but right now I don't like you right now.
I know.
That's, I know. Why would you say that? Because that's scary.
I know.
Y'all will be safe out here. I won't.
Well, nobody's going to be safe. It's the CDC.
If they hit the CDC, the radius, well, I don't even know what you got to do to hit it. That's the crazy part. Mm-hmm. But then whatever it is, if whatever it is you try to do, I'm definitely in the radius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would assume we would be too.
Yeah, we all are.
I don't
We're
know,
not might, that far out.
Y'all might get a little fallout. Y'all not getting. I'm cooked. Y'all might get the little radiation cough.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much a death sentence. So.
Yeah, that is. I'll be already gone. I'll be crispy treats. But y'all, at least you got a chance to survive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what would be next. I mean, it just depends on
why not Miami. Why not? It has to be a city with resources.
Right. That's the thing is it has to be either something with resources or something that would cause mass devastation.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking too, if I'm were to do it, it'll be like another city. If you know, so you do one big city, let's say this is the battle, small, big. The next town, it'll have to be like the ones in North Carolina. Like we just kind of had a conversation where we haven't heard anything where I'm starting to think you want to hit places where people don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, I don't know what the end game is long-term. Unfortunately, I know that for Hurricane Helene, there was a weird lithium thing going on right before that all happened. And then for LA, I know that there was the plans for LA 2.0 that stuff was already out.
Not
before.
Mention, like I said, it could be what I was saying of covering up evidence too. It's possible.
I mean, that is possible. I mean, that is definitely possible. That could be why all of a sudden it hit the LA hills. Who knows? They may have said, hey, while we have this fire going, let's go ahead
and burn some things.
Let's go ahead and burn some stuff, okay? And maybe that's why the fire was so hot that it's melting the rocks together. I don't know if you guys are believing into the laser theory at all. But, I mean, to me, that would be a hot enough fire to meld rocks.
It'd be.
Like I said, in my fire pit, I've never had that problem.
I mean, and you did say it was a drone and stuff, shooting off something.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's so many different things.
There's so many what ifs.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing that did bother me, though? So it was a video circling around, and they show like, oh, look at these people looting. And of course, it's black folks taking TVs. And at first, I got mad. At first, like, man, God dang it, my people. We're in the middle of a goddamn fire. I'm going to steal. And then somebody said, wait. Trey, if this is your house, what would you be doing? I'd be taking all that I could. I mean, excuse me. Sorry, you got to beat me out. I'd be taking all the stuff I could out of the house, especially, I said, I don't know where the fire is going to hit, but I need to get I'm going to get as much as I can. Me, personally, I probably wouldn't. I'm going to say, well, I'll be in there taking pictures because I know what I'm about to send. In
right.
Because we're middle class. So we understand.
You understand when it burns, baby. Somebody's got to replace it because I can't.
I paid too much for this TV.
But see, wait, watch this. Lower income folks think that way.
Right.
Because they don't may not have all the insurance. Like they're not paying. Like I'm paying a high insurance because I'm covering my house to be rebuilt. They know they're not. They know they're not doing those things. So they're saying, let me save as much as I can. Especially, can you imagine that you know the fire is like 8 blocks away? And then you seeing these, and you're a minority, and you seeing these white people crying on TV. So I lost everything. let me get my, if they're doing that, let me get myself out because I can't afford none of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They can replace everything without insurance at all.
And we can't.
And we can't.
And so the first assumption.
But that goes back to Joe Schmuckatelli, the plumber that I'm talking about, that he's out there hosing his house down because he knows, even with insurance, he can't replace what he currently has.
Right. I just wanted to say that to that, you know, don't prejudge people just because they're taking TVs out of the house.
Yeah,
could be saving their stuff.
They spread misinformation to just cause chaos with people.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I really hope that. And this is the problem. This is why this show exists, is because there's so much information out there that makes you question that something's not even natural, and I hate that.
Yes.
I hate that we are at that point where something like this can't happen and we go, man, that is a natural disaster.
Dang. You know what I mean? Like that's what we want to say. Dang.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
At the end of the day, it's a tragedy. It's really sad.
It's a tragedy either way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just unfortunate that what there's so many questions about why the tragedy started.
I know.
I mean, think about what you said. There's no way in heck that you should see a fire like this, and one of the thoughts that run through your mind is not, I hope everybody's okay. Man, they lost. What is I going to help? That was usually the stuff we think. Oh, man, like, dang, that's bad. Our thoughts now are, did the government start this?
Well, I mean, within
the evidence.
within 10 minutes of it being reported, all of a sudden you start seeing all these videos surface about LA 2.0.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, literally. It's
see people like me going, snapping, going, ooh, ooh. They turned the water off.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? Right. Why'd they turn the water off?
Or they redirected. Oh, I said this. He redirected the water to Malibu, that Malibu wouldn't get burned.
Right.
And at the other places, now it's
like, let it burn.
Let it burn. So we're going to prioritize this area, all the limited water resource that we have, and we'll see what we do with the rest of them.
Yeah. Instead of actually wanting to use the water to put the fire out, you're just wanting to use the water to prevent the fire from making it somewhere else.
I think that's what happened.
Becomes the real question of what the crap is going on.
Yeah.
So I think this is where I leave it. Anybody else have anything else?
I'm good.
Well, I appreciate everybody for listening to the LA Fire episode. What's our next episode going to be about?
Oh, man. Blank.
MAB, Make America Better. We're supposed to be talking about America in its current state. So
yep.
We're going to dive into that here. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Hope everybody stays safe out there in LA, even in everybody else that's in, even North Carolina still. I mean, like we were saying, those people still up in the air. So,
horrible.
We're
horrible.
Still don't got no water in Flint, too.
Constantly hoping for the best here. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
Remember, Chris out there, just right between the lines, they didn't have fire insurance.
Yeah.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.